Goss Island is brought to you by F&F, fashion at Tesco. F&F at Tesco is your one-stop shop this summer season. With versatile pieces and wardrobe essentials to dress the whole family for a day out, a day at the beach, or a barbecue in the back garden. Hello and welcome back to Goss Island. This is our third installment. Can you believe that now that we're three episodes in and we're getting into 3 weeks back from our favourite Love Island? I have a really exciting guest here with me today. So we have Paddy Smith. So Paddy is a reality TV star. He's an influencer, all around gas man, and he's an activist. So welcome, Paddy. Thanks for coming on.
Well, Alan, that was the biggest hype ever.
Oh, I'm your hype man now. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Thank you for having me. I love this. And I love this.
Yeah, it's a great setup, isn't it?
Like, Love Island fanatic I am.
So you are like a Love Island, because I have seen you posting stories over the years, so I know you're into it. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, so for anyone who doesn't know you?
I am a social media disabled activist, I suppose. I love a bit of reality TV, and I try to showcase living a disability to its fullest, and not letting it hold you back. And I do a bit of work with the BBC too, so bits and bobs.
Yeah, nice little bits drop there with the BBC.
Do you know what I mean? Always have to do it.
Oh, you have to get yourself in, Paddy. That's what it is. So you've said that you're like a Love Island fan over the years as well. So, like, what do you love about Love Island?
I don't know. It's like, you kind of love to hate it. Do you know what I mean? Love watching it and you can't, it irritates you. And I've always been like enthralled into reality TV in general. Do you know what I mean? Hence why I went on it.
Well, it's kind of, that's what I find interesting about reality TV. I think it needs to be really divisive. Like, you know, like kind of even with characters, you kind of have to love or hate them.
Yeah.
It needs to kind of draw on emotion, because if it's just kind of a bit flat and you don't feel anything.
We love a bit of Jeopardy. Oh, a bit of drama. Really? Welcome to me veins.
And what do you think, Chloe? Because obviously you've experienced from kind of one side of the camera of reality TV, and then obviously as a viewer as well. What do you think makes a really good Love Island contestant?
I think someone that is authentic, you know, but also someone not afraid to get their hands dirty and to say how they feel. You know, we love a bit of a person that brings a bit of drama, but also is nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't love game players, you know, or people that are just in there to become influencers, because it's kind of become an influencing factory now, hasn't it?
Oh, really? It really has. Like, and I don't mind contestants going in, like, and that being one of their goals.
Yeah.
If they're kind of like truthful about it and they're being kind of truthful to themselves. If they're still being themselves and they're doing it, fair enough.
But yeah,
some ones go in there kind of and they've no personality.
No.
And they're just going in to get the Instagram likes and to get the deals, the clothing deals after. That kind of annoys me. Like, but I love a character that's a bit rough and ready.
You mean, we love it. We love Amora. Oh, you know, but like, we'll never get someone like that again, I don't think.
We might, like, you never know. We might get someone kind of near there, but I think kind of like for the shock factor and like someone so good as an Irish contestant, I don't think we will.
Although I do love Whitney, I have to say. I think Whitney in this season is going to be a fan favourite.
Oh, you know?
I love her energy. I want to be her best friend.
What the problem is with Whitney is she's not in a relationship that's gaining that much airtime, so we're not getting enough of her. Because, like, do you remember when Leah and Claudia came in and you had Whitney there, was kind of like all the girls were fuming, staring down from the balcony, and then you had Whitney going, oh, these are boss bitches or something.
Yeah, that was boss. She was like bad bitch energy. And then someone was like, Whitney.
She's like, sorry.
I'm sorry I gave them a hype.
I don't know why. I don't know why she said sorry for it as well. Like, you know, she's kind of like,
yeah, I think it's because normally when new girls come in, like, you're kind of like meant to be on the back foot a bit with them.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously trying to get the men. You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
Like, but sometimes in Love Island, when people get so invested in these relationships, I'm like, guys, like, we've watched this in 9 seasons. Of course women are going to come in. That's the aim of the game. And they get so invested and so, like, taken back by, like, someone trying to get with one of their, like, people. It's just like, but that's how Love Island works. I don't understand why people are just so invested. And I understand, because obviously emotions are heightened. But sometimes I'm like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. See, I think what it is, people realise it, but some of them aren't the brightest that are on it. And then they're not really though, are
Alan,
they?
The shades.
Ah, they're not though. Some of them now would be kind of like plank of wood. But some of them are very clever as well. But what I find with it is, obviously they've no phones and they're all just like in the villa 24/7. They just talk to the producers, no contact with the outside world.
Yeah.
So they probably do go a bit mad where like, me or you think, oh, should we be fine in there? And then you go in and you talk a different story.
It is that, like, I suppose it does get heightened. All your emotions get heightened, and it's a very intense environment.
Yeah. Well, look, you'd know more than anyone because sure, you were on Channel, or is it E4? Channel 4 is The Circle in 2019, wasn't it? Just before everything happened with COVID.
Before COVID, I know. Yeah.
So, like, tell us a bit about that.
It was a mental experience.
Because it is a bit of a different setup than, obviously, Love Island, but the whole fact that you're kind of nearly in lockdown with each other, you don't have access to the outside world.
It's really hard. It's a harder process in the sense of, like, you can't bounce off anyone.
Yeah.
So your decisions are your own, and you can't really springboard to say, should I think like that? What do you think about how they said that? Like, it's all about your, like, mindset. And like, it's hard sometimes to make decisions on that because sometimes you look at something and then you just need a fresh pair of eyes to kind of be like, no, maybe that's not the way it was. So I found that difficult.
And the whole premise of the show, I suppose, you're getting to know people, but you don't know if they're real or not.
Yeah, the whole premise of the show is like deceit, essentially.
Yeah, no fear of you. No wonder you won.
Are you saying I'm deceitful?
No, you're just my label. But like that, it's just like, I think Irish people are good at kind of like getting involved in stuff and playing games and kind of like we're charmers, I suppose.
Yeah, the mad thing about The Circle is like you can't just go on and talk to someone because obviously it's through an app. You have to like showcase like why you want to talk to them. So what they would do is ask you, give me three people you want to talk to, and you have to basically fight why you should have to talk to them. And they might give you that conversation or not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, people are like pull you for a chat. You have, if that doesn't fit into your narrative, they're not going to give you the chat. Do you know what I mean? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because you don't think about that when you're watching it.
Yeah, because I suppose when you're watching a show like The Circle, you're seeing everyone in their different rooms and they're kind of talking kind of to themselves and then kind of through the game and through the app. But then it's kind of quite lonely, a one as well, physically lonely.
Yeah, really physically lonely. And like, it is mentally like hard. Like I had to go to therapy and all afterwards. Like I found it really, really tough. And I had like really bad imposter syndrome for like a year. Like I really felt like I was a bad person.
Is that because the whole premise of the show?
Just because like I didn't feel like I should have won. And like, I suppose I was a bit of a divisive character. So I came out to like so much hate in my DMs. People telling me that, like, I'm disgusting, you use your disability to win, you weren't even funny, you shouldn't have been on the show. The only reason you're on the show is because you're disabled. It was, like, and then I actually gave some of my winnings to, like, other players because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and I'm happy I gave money because, like, some of them helped me win, do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
But, yeah, for a long time, I, like, really struggled with my mental health, yeah.
And was there much of an aftercare kind of set up?
There was, but I was scared to tell them that I was feeling bad because I felt like if I said I won the show, so to say that it's kind of like I'm being ungrateful or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was hard. Like it was a really, I don't regret that I did it, but I definitely was naive to think of what it was.
Yeah. And so like you came out, took out your phone, you're on a high from winning and then you're just seeing a barrage of insults. And
I had love as well. Do you mean? Like, it wasn't all bad. And, like, that's the thing, isn't it? We all look at the negative.
Totally.
I suppose I was naive to think because you won the show, I'd be loved. Do you know, that wasn't the case. And I thought, like, that'd be my life made. Do you know what I mean? And it wasn't the case. And that's fine. Like, I've definitely pivoted and understood that. Mm. My expectations were different from what I got from the show.
Yeah. So you can really relate to the kind of hate some of the former contestants have kind of received, or even I suppose, and like obviously we can't put it all down to the show, but like was it three Islanders have victims of suicide since that have been on the show, and it's just kind of like
you only get to see an hour of people, and like the producers you're on the show for a reason, you know? So the producers are like, you're definitely going to get that out of you, like one of the head producers in my show was like, where do you think you lie in that final nine? And I was like, Jesus, I don't know, to be honest. I'd say pretty low. And they're like, yeah, because you're a game player. So will you start playing the game? And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. I thought like, I start making mad moves because like, they think I'm boring. Oh God, they're going to kick me out. But like, they know how to put, they didn't make me do that, but that little
plant port, a seed, yeah, kind of like.
Do you know what I mean?
So you can kind of like, do you know, like there's been backlash with kind of Love Island and other reality shows of like how much of it is scripted now and kind of like John Dramality as opposed to reality. Where obviously I think with Love Island, maybe it's scripted when it comes to like recoupling. They help 100%. Islanders with iconic one-liners. But I don't think the rest of it is scripted, but they're
I think they like prod and poke, you know. They'd like plant little seeds, but they don't make you say something.
No.
But they would know, because obviously they've done many tests on these people. So I mean, you have to go to like psychiatric tests and everything before you go on.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, so they know kind of how their psyche is. They probably have a producer that they work with a lot that they get close to, so the producer knows kind of how they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that you don't realise how much the production is involved because they're trying to make a show at the end of the day. Yeah.
And I suppose like it's good in a way if they're involved because it gets the show moving and kind of like...
Yeah.
Do you know, like, because I suppose from early days of reality TV, like the first few seasons of Love Island or like Big Brother, they were so more authentic. But if we were to watch them now, we'd probably switch off because it wouldn't be as fast moving as we're used to, high octane.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you said there that the producer kind of said, where do you fall in it? Like, oh, you'd be low because you're a game player and you're not getting involved. And that kind of sparked something in you.
It did.
And you ultimately won then. because it got you going.
It did. Like, it definitely gave me a push. You know what I mean? Like that moment for me changed how I was looking at the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It gave me a bit of a fright or something.
Oh, I'd say so.
So I was like, shit. Yeah.
Are you still in touch with anyone?
No.
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 It's just everyone just kind of, just, like anything.
It just fizzled, I suppose. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I suppose because I live in Ireland and they're all in the UK, you know, it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely like an experience I'd never take away.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know, fair play. Like I've always, like over the years, wanted to get in something and it's like, I suppose nowadays as well, people are
would you not do Love Island?
Well, I suppose if I was 10 years younger, straight, and maybe a few stumbling blocks. But
you,
like,
you can go on middle-aged.
Yeah, and with someone as well, but other than that...
Doesn't matter.
Take the ring off. Yeah.
Anything for the fallouts.
Yeah, that's it, Lou. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But no, I would have been opened over the years to going on some sort of reality, because I love it so much, like yourself as a fan of it, and you kind of like want to be involved in it as well. But you can mention obviously there like you're an activist and like you obviously think it's important that there's representation.
Yeah, 100%.
And things like that. Like, do you think Love Island have had enough representation over the years?
I think it's hard in Love Island because the whole thing is like aspiration in terms of like the perfect bodies and types like that. And disability essentially isn't normally seen as desirable.
Yeah.
So I think they find it hard to... I'd love to see someone like go in who's stunning in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To see how they really go. Because I feel like when they tiptoe that they have inclusive of like, you can't really see the disability.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, I'd love to see like a physical person who actually is disabled, but also gorgeous. And let's see how they get on then.
Yeah. You know? That's the thing. Because I think it was 3 or 4 so far. So you had Tasha last year who was...
I mean, that was visible. Do you know what I mean? You could see that.
Yeah, and you could kind of, like, I suppose, like, you could hear that her speech, she was born deaf, and obviously she had the cochlear implants.
Yeah.
And then you had Ron last year, who was blind in one eye.
Also, he was gorgeous, I thought.
Yeah, fine thing.
Yeah.
And then this year we have Tyreek is deaf in one ear.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because he has the lightning bolt tattoo on one side. On his good ear, I think it is, so... And then was it Hugo that had, did he have a club foot, I think? Yeah. But that's the height of it so far. And as you say, like, most of them are kind of, like, not that visual or, like...
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, it would just be amazing to see that, wouldn't it? See how they get on.
Someone missing a limb, perhaps, or, like, anything just to kind of, like... I think they've made strides, but they need to go that bit further as
100%. Like, but it's like Love is Blind, you know? Yeah. All the people in Love is Blind go on, and they're all gorgeous, essentially.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd love if they did, like... And in fairness to Love Island, they have gotten better with like picking. Obviously, still everyone yeah, attractive in rides, but they're picking slightly more normal, like
they
even
are.
Body types, the lads are not as gym looking. Some of them are, but some of them are just kind of more normal. But like, I'd love if they just picked an average looking.
100%, but like
few
also
crooked teeth, few.
But also, would we watch it? So you have to ask yourself that. Is there a part of Love Island that we love to kind of, we love to hate these people? And we love to look at the like stunningness of the people. And
yeah,
if they
true.
And if they weren't like that, would we actually watch it?
No, probably not if everyone you know, and that's just, that's the truth. That's being truthful.
And it's annoying.
Yeah.
But it's also like part of society as well. Maybe we should change that.
Yeah. Well, I find watching it as well and kind of like, oh, I really need to get, when I watch Love Island, it spurs me on to get in shape around summer.
I know.
I feel shit about myself.
I know. I feel like I feel like an earthworm gym or something. I'm like, an uncooked chicken. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, it is true. But it'll be interesting to see when they do that kind of the more middle-aged or the say kind of one as well. What way?
I'm 35 now. I'd be in middle-aged.
Yeah, I'm 35 as well. God. So that means, no, we're not middle-aged. I think 40 is middle-aged.
Is it?
I think so.
We're on the way, Alan.
Yeah,
We're on the way.
Get a little book the Botox in now. Like. Right, Paddy, we're really in the thick of it now with Love Island. We're over that kind of the first week where we're getting to know everyone and kind of people are finding their feet and personalities are coming out more. And the drama has really, really, really been delivering.
Spicy.
Oh, spicy. Like give you heartburn.
I have to say, this first few weeks, are we on second week now? Are we on second week?
Yeah, second and a half.
Yeah, so I'd say like this is the like best kind of start to a Love Island that I've seen in a long time. In terms of the drama, in terms of the casting, they're definitely amping it up.
Oh,
like
100%.
Whoever's in the background knows that it's kind of like make or break for Love Island, I think.
Mm.
So they're like, okay, we need to bring it.
Yeah, no, I really feel that. And what I felt like it was kind of like, it was a slow start and it's a slow build. And like, you can see here now that viewership is picking up as the days are going on because the drama and the people are delivering.
Yeah.
And I find that's always the best way, where it's kind of like word of mouth and social media are actually kind of building it loads as well. Because people were like, I think with the Winter Love Island, people, there was a bit of fatigue, which I have heard that there's not going to be another Winter Love Island. They're just going to stick with the summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't confirm that, but that's what I have
heard.
I've
got an exclusive.
That's what the streets are talking and that's what's been said. So I really feel that they need to go back to basics and not kind of get too kind of hungry and thirsty and trying to bait out the season.
Yeah.
Series.
What do you think of the characters? Like who'd be your favourite? Like who would be kind of who you're not liking? Like, what do you think of, like, Sammy and Jess and that drama?
Yeah, well, like, when I think my favourite characters are the big characters, so I love Jess, and I was loving Ella because she was given drama this week. Like, I like anyone that's just given me drama, given us airtime, Whitney, you know, someone who can create those viral moments. But I suppose this week, what was interesting is we had the two bombshells come in. We had Leah and Claudia come in, and they had, it was kind of reminiscent of when Maura and, what was her name, that came in with her God lover.
See, we don't know.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, she's actually a lovely girl, but you come in with Maura, you become forgettable as well.
Yeah, well, Leah is Maura's friend, isn't she?
She is, yeah. So she's a good pal of Maura's, but.
What do you think about her? I think she's a bit like, I don't know what I think about her yet.
Like, I feel like she's holding back a little bit.
Yeah.
Or she's a bit wary. And she seems a little bit boring.
Yeah, a bit like a bit vanilla or something.
Yeah, like she was
like seems lovely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, I wouldn't want to go on a mad night out with her.
No, I think she's kind of one you'd watch her stories and think, oh, she's a mad one. And then you
meet her.
Then
unfollow.
No, and then there's nothing there. Just some people you meet.
Sorry, Leah, Jesus. We're going in. But I do love Whitney. And I think with the drama with Sammy and Jess, I mean, Sammy is definitely gaslighting Jess. And I think that he needs to go. Like, he doesn't fancy Jess enough. This is the problem. And he's afraid to say that because he keeps being like, oh, her personality. Basically saying, I don't fancy her, but I like her personality.
Yeah, so the way I think it was kind of Sammy and Jess were coupled up with, and he was like, yeah, they get on. Like, everyone gets on with Jess. And he was like, oh, yeah, I like her, not too sure. And it was the same, like, Tariq was coupled up with Ella. They were getting on really well. And then the bombshells came in, and the bombshell, the way they needed to be, they grabbed everyone's attention. They had the slow-mo walk, they looked great, and then all the lads were mad after them, particularly Leah. So you had Tariq and Sammy and Mitch all making plays for Leah straight off the bat. So her first impressions were great. But then you can see Tariq, mad after Leah and then kind of pulled his horns back because Ella was going mad over it.
Yeah.
Ultimately liked her loads. But then Sammy came into the picture, and this is where all the kind of current drama came out of then.
But Sammy called Leah a test, didn't he?
Yeah.
So like, that's a bit offensive.
I felt bad for her yesterday when she was kind of upset over it, because the way he was very dismissive of her, like he was like, you could see the sexual tension and chemistry. There was all, a lot of the eye contact.
Yeah, it was definitely both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. It was nearly more him, because her head wasn't turned by him straight away. It was more by Tyreek, but he kind of came over and had the deep, intense chats with the eye contact, nearly riding her with his eyes in a way. And she responded to that, and there was flirting. So, like, it was nearly more 70% him, nearly, or 60% him.
But I think as well, like, Sammy got defensive with Jess when she called him out on it, because he knows he's in the wrong. You get defensive like that when you know you're in the wrong, and he probably doesn't want to come across like a bad guy, but he is making bad moves. Do you know what I mean? So I'm proud of Jess for calling him out, but I hope she kind of sees the light, because he's a massive red flag.
Oh, he's big, big red flag.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a good bod, but like, there's something.
I'd give him one.
And a half.
Of course. But like, he is a walking red flag, and Jess deserves better. She deserves someone that really likes her and, like, you know, like wants to like get down and dirty with. I feel like he's just kind of like playing the game and knows for longevity he'll stay around if he keeps with Jess.
Like, it was interesting that both Leah and Ella had said, oh, Sammy, you did the total 180 when you realised that you were in the bottom three and that Leah was in the bottom three. So Leah's not as an attractive property in terms of,
like, viewers.
Viewers and kind of like popularity. So then he really, like, obviously he did like Jess to a certain extent.
Yeah, he did. But it's like Mitch saying that he fancies Jess now. I mean, we all know. He's just, he's like, oh shit, like, have no one to kind of turn to. Like, and Jess called him out straight away, but like, I felt like I'm a final last option.
Yeah, because Jess did like Mitch from the start.
100%, yeah.
Like, she really did.
He kind of gives me Luca vibes.
Yeah, like, he's not as bad as him, but I do get where you're coming from. He's kind of like, I don't know, he can't hide what his game plan is. Like, he just, like, and there, I've noticed that, the last few episodes, they're all kind of making fun of him in there. They do like him, but he's a bit of a piss-take character as well.
He is, 100%.
What's interesting, what did you think of Catherine, our lovely Irish girl, being in the bottom
I love three? Catherine, but, like, it's hard when you're Irish, because you don't have the, like, we can't vote.
Yeah.
So I'd say a lot of the time, because the viewers, obviously, everyone's voting for maybe where they're from, or they know someone. You know, it's hard for an Irish person to get those, like, votes, especially when you're not, she's not like a massively divisive character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she had the first week, I think she had a lot of airtime.
Yeah.
And then she was kind of like, wasn't in any of the kind of the dramatics of any of the other couples. So she's kind of gone to the background a bit. And it was funny, I was on Twitter the other day, and the new bombshell Scott came in.
Yeah.
He's Welsh, but
he's hot, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a bit pruned or something. His eyebrows.
Pruned. Yeah, like, I know what you mean.
It's all his about eyebrows. The big brows now. Like, but I found, like, they were chatting, because he's obviously he's a sub goalie for Shelburne.
Yeah.
And he was asking her, he was living in Castleloch, and he was like, where are you from? She's like, oh, it's near Blanche. It's actually Tyrrellstown. And they were having a laugh about it.
Yeah.
It was good, kind of, and there was even the main Love Island account kind of like said, oh, Tyrrellstown and Blanche sound like lovely places. And
you could
hear all the Irish loving that. But I think, she needs to get more involved in, like, she's obviously coupled up with him now, but I think she needs to kind of, a producer really needs to light a match under her arse, like they did with you back in the circle in 2019.
Go in and tell her what she needs to hear. She'll be doing mad moves.
She has all the ingredients to go far in it. So it's just if she can kind of pull on that now.
Absolutely. Maybe her and Scott will be a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they are. But then at the same time, I don't kind of get much kind of
chemistry.
No, not really at all. Like, I think the same with actually Zach. So Zach picked her, and she was with Andre originally, and she kind of, when that all went awry, she went back to Andre, who's now gone.
Now, Zach, I adore. He is a massive red flag, but Jesus, I do really like
him.
Yeah,
he is. Like,
do you know what I mean? I think him and Molly will go far, because they're kind of a couple that, like, people love to hate.
I think as well, like, I think they were, like, the drama last week, but nearly, and I was hating Molly last week, but I don't mind her now. It's the way it kind of flips really quickly.
Yeah.
But they seem like one of the most genuine couples in there, because they've had it kind of like, they weren't able to couple up for ages at the start.
Yeah.
like, do you have a chat about Joe when she was over at the weights machine when he was
she was definitely marking her territory there.
Yeah, so it was like him and he was showing the new bombshell Claudia, like, all doing the weights, and she was doing it, and then she marches over, arse stuck out in her lovely bikini, and like, oh, I'll join you, I'm just going to go for a wee. And then she didn't go for the wee, she just stood there kind of tapping on the side of the door.
You can kind of tell the girls aren't really, because Molly's done a lot of real girls' girl, doesn't seem. So, no. I don't think the girls connect with her.
She's not in the clique.
No, they're not. Like, they are being a bit, like, icy, I'd say, with her.
But then it was interesting when Leah was upset yesterday. Molly was the first one over to console her and kind of properly.
Yeah.
She seemed really genuine in that as well. So, I think maybe she's getting a bit of a bad rep from the girls. And, like, I think she was the girl that all the lads liked in the first week. So, the girls were a bit
Do you know? Do you think that Jess, like, is kind of a bit bitchy to... Can you say bitchy?
Yeah, well, you've said it now.
towards Molly. Because, like, do you think...
Yeah, she was a bit catty, but in Jess's style, she does it in a way where it's never too catty or bitchy.
Yeah.
And it's done in humour, so she'll get away with it. And she's kind of a nice person. And the thing is with Jess, she could do a nasty thing or two, but she will always go back. If she knows she's hurt someone's feelings, she'll apologise. And she'll kind of make
you're
a
Jess Dan, look at you.
And I didn't feel like her at the start.
I feel like you're her best mate.
I am. Like, you could see yourself in the smoking area hanging out with the fags with her. Do you know, that kind of way. And she'd like have the DMCs. But I think, like, she was really kind to Leah in the episode where she was upset and kind of over what Sammy did. And she really kind of chastised Sammy for that as well. So I think Leah is bitchy and can kind of do those funny moments, but she will kind of has a softer side and she'll apologise if she's upset someone.
Yeah, you must know her very well.
I know her. Oh yeah, I went to primary school with her, sure.
We got very deep there, like, you know. yeah, but I definitely think Sammy needs to go. Let's be honest. You get him out. You know, he's like...
I think we need to leave him in, though.
No.
We need that, though. Like, who's going to be, like... We need someone to be...
Whitney, I want Whitney more in it.
Whitney needs someone to kind of, like, bring... Like, her and Maddie, there's no sexual chemistry there at all. Like,
no, she doesn't fancy him, no.
No, and I don't think he fancies her. Like, no. I think there's just...
No.
And it's... I don't know, there's a weird kind of tension that's not sexual between the... Do you notice that? Like, he's always like...
I think they annoy each other.
Yeah, when he was saying the nice things with her, they were coupling, and she was kind of giggling out of awkwardness, because it's hard to take a compliment, someone saying nice things, and he was like pulling over straight away, and he was like, that was so disrespectful and all this.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Like, oh. Give it a rest. Take a day, Maddie. I mean,
he's
honestly.
He's a bit serious. I know. Like,
I couldn't be dealing with him.
No,
now.
I'm allergic. So I think they need to kind of part ways, and Whitney needs to come to the fore, because she'll give us all those viral moments if...
Yeah, 100%. Do you think that Sammy and Jess are going to stick together, though?
No, I say they'll stick together for a while. They'll get over this current kind of argument, but I think someone will come in and either test one or the other. But I think Jess is more loyal if she does go for him. She'll be loyal, but I don't think he will, or he'll get voted out or something.
Okay, and who do we think the win? Do you think the winners are there yet? Is it too early?
I think it's too early. There's no one kind of standing out to me, unless maybe... Ella and Tyreek have this kind of love arc moment where they keep rowing, but they're obviously like each other.
Sometimes, this is unpopular, but sometimes Ella annoys me. Just
she's a puss on her.
Sometimes her, I'm like, everything is just, everything gets to her. Yeah. Everything's a big deal. And, you know, she really can't hide her emotions. It's just like, take a chill. Just chill. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I love about her. She really can't. Like, she's like, if she's annoyed, she looks annoyed. If she's happy, she look happy. And
she's one of those girls, like, you know, like, well, everyone does it. I suppose I even do it. Like, when you're like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, like, you have a slapped arse. And
I'm fine. No, I'm
grand. I'm
grand. You're not grand at all. Like,
but you can definitely see that she really likes Tariq. You know? Yeah. I hope, I feel like she could be, like, when we get to, what's up, Casa Amor. She could be a casualty. Casa Amor. I feel, you know, there's always a girl that gets casual that.
Oh, I say, like, from now, I think it'll be all casualties. Like, for if any of the couples had to go in now. So, like,
yeah.
Joe, we need those few extra weeks to see. But there's no one really, bar maybe Molly, Zach, Ella, Tariq, that I think will be a couple still in a few weeks' time. Like, is there anyone else that you're thinking?
Yeah. I think Molly and Zach will last.
Hmm.
I think they'll definitely be in the final for some reason. Yeah. Molly just seems like she'll be a character, like a Gemma Owen kind of vibe. Do you know what I mean?
What I was interested in with Zach, because remember when he was kind of, he was a bit disrespectful the way he kind of carried on with Catherine when they were coupled up at the start. And he was, he wasn't that apologetic straight away, but it was funny he was kind of trying to school Sammy yesterday and kind of on kind of owning it, and you weren't kind of taking accountability.
I mean, pot calling the kettle black.
I know, but I have a feeling now that he's, the cogs are working away in his cranium there now, so he knows, like, I think he'll kind of be cute in how he plays it. And I don't think he'll, if he's still with Molly, I don't think he'll turn his head and cast some more because he's thinking that way and he's kind of game planning it.
Do you think like they're that kind of like preconceived ideas of how they'll get further?
Yeah, I say they're kind of communicating telepathically to each other now. But they're probably like kind of, you know, doing this a bit, kind of like, you know, like they're kind of like, we stick together.
100%.
Because she's clued in as well. Like, she knows what she's doing.
But these men in this, like, they're very defensive. Sometimes just put your hands up and say, "Yeah, I fucked up." Do you know what I mean? They're very defensive. They can't. They don't really hold on to like and take responsibility for their actions a lot.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And I definitely think Molly was loving the like attention from all the lads. Like,
she loved it.
I would as well.
Yeah, but you're going around in your little bikini, prancing around, and all the little fellas.
They get sick if they saw me in a bikini.
I know you. I was going to say I've seen you in a bikini, but I haven't.
No, that was a jockstrap.
Well, Paddy, I have to mention as well that have you seen that the rumours of Katie McDermott coming back in as a bombshell?
I know.
A good few seasons ago.
Like, this is the thing with Adam. Remember they brought Adam back as well. Bringing past contestants back. Like, do we think it's a good idea? I don't know. Adam, he created headlines and everyone was like, oh my God, but was he a bit of a flop coming back?
See, I think, he came back in because he was the ultimate player and he got, like, I think he came back in to redeem himself. So he was a bit boring when he came in. Yeah. And, like,
he didn't, like, I thought he was going to, like, make crazy moves. Like, yeah, he was a bit of a, like, letdown.
Yeah, and he got with Paige and then that was
like, do we think it's a good idea to bring all contestants back? Or are they like, you know, like, is it, we already, like, do we need new blood or is it a good idea? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm a bit on the fence with it as well. But I ultimately think someone like Katie, who was very dramatic, but it was a bit a while ago, so a lot of people mightn't know her as much as the new Adam. I think it'll be a good thing, but I wouldn't like them to ever see them win. I think throw them in for a week or two.
Yeah.
Stir the pot and take them back out then.
Oh, yeah, fair. Like, because when Adam got to the final, it was a bit like, ugh. Mm.
But, like, I think it's teeing us up for, like, the rumours of the kind of, like, what way would you call it? The All-Stars Love Island.
Are they doing that?
The rumours that that's going to happen.
Did you get all the rumours today, Alan?
Oh, the streets are yapping, as they say.
Your ears to the ground.
Yeah, it's too close to the ground. Finger on the pulse. But, yeah, that's a rumour that that's going to come, that there's going to be an All-Stars one. And obviously it's subject to who's single at the time. And
yeah. But like, well, they have to get Maura back then. If
we need Maura, because like, if you follow Maura on social, she doesn't kind of like talk much or share much.
I wish she brought more of a personality to social.
Yeah, like that's what we loved about her. She was raw as ropes.
And look, I've talked about this, that like now that they don't use social media in Love Island, they're not really getting the deals they got back in the past.
No, they don't, like, because like if you kind of went all the way or to the final week, you're guaranteed you come out at least a million followers, not more. And then there'd be always the competition, who's racking up the most, who's getting up there. And last year they just, like, a few of them have now, like,
I think
Winter gone, just gone, like, no.
Winter's never as good though. No. Never as big.
No to Winter.
It's kind of like the Liberty X. Remember Hearsay and Liberty X?
Yeah.
And they're the rejects.
Well, Liberty X are actually way better than Hearsay.
Well, let's not go into that. I loved Hearsay, okay?
Oh, no, I'm Liberty X fan.
No, we better leave it there.
Are you taking over the podcast now, Paddy? Are you? I have to give you the boot off Goss Island. But I really, really think, like, my main thing is this season has been very, very good.
It's very back to good. Form.
I think it's nearly better. It's still early days, but I think it's better than last year's summer one as well.
And well, I think they're all affecting Castle and Moore. That's all I'll say.
I know.
There's no proper connections.
No, there's none at all. And like what we will do, we'll go into our final thoughts and predictions now before we finish up. But we have to give thanks to our sponsors, the lovely F&F Fashion at Tesco. If you can see the shirt and chino combo I'm wearing today from... from their summer range. So it's
stunning.
Clobber for all the family as well, for mom, dad, kids, anyone in between as well. So it's great. And thanks to them for kind of helping us bring Goss Island to you all. So what are your final thoughts on Love Island this year?
My final thoughts, everyone's fecked in Casa Amor. And I think Ella is going to be a casualty of the season. I don't think her and Tyreek are going to
interesting.
There you go. You heard it here first.
That's from the reality star himself.
Great
insight.
I sound like such a dick. The reality star.
Well, you are a reality star.
No, it's embarrassing. Stop.
It's not embarrassing. Stop.
Okay, fine.
Stop being Irish and take a compliment. If this was a Yank we had on, they'd be like, I'm amazing. I won this.
It is a very Irish thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But that's why people love us, because we're self-deprecating.
Well, Jesus. Yeah. There's no fucking skin on
your
neck.
And then the gays are even worse at it, aren't we? Carrying the cross in our back.
What's your thoughts?
My main thoughts are, I think they're really going to shake up Casa Amor, because even if you can see there now, they did that shock recoupling at the weekend where they did it in daytime. They've never had that before. So they really are, and with the kind of few twists they had at the start, they really changed it up. So we're not kind of, everything isn't as predictable as it usually is. Yeah. So I think Casa Amor will really be kind of changed up on how to do that. And hopefully it'll be even more dramatic than normal as well. They need to bring back a few of the kind of like, Joe, the VTs and Cinema Night.
Cinema Night's juicy, isn't it? We love that one.
Imagine Jess watching a video of Sammy pushing it on hard to Leah and all that with the eye contact and the tension.
Oh, my God. It'd
be war. That's what we want. But, so thanks so much, Paddy, for coming on. You've been great. It's great to kind of get the insight from the other side of someone that's been on a reality show and kind of giving us all those thoughts. But, and thanks to everyone for listening as well. And make sure to share and listen to the podcast and tune in every day as well, so you can keep up to speed with all the weekly updates and drama we bring you.
And thank you, Alan. You're killing it, sweetie.
Goss Island is brought to you by F&F, fashion at Tesco. F&F at Tesco is your one-stop shop this summer season. With versatile pieces and wardrobe essentials to dress the whole family for a day out, a day at the beach, or a barbecue in the back garden.